Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
And a good Saturday morning to you all. It's 9 o'clock hour. If you're just joining us, this is our On the House hour, where we spend the whole hour talking about something physically on your home or landscape. All month long, it's been water month. We've had a lot of great topics that we've covered, and we're going to continue that today with Stampede Plumbing, a Rosie on the House certified partner since. Any idea? Can y'all even remember?
It's been about 15 years.
It's been a good while.
It says 04 on our partner page.
Yeah, okay. 15. Boy, you nailed it. Wow, Linda, that's great. Rosie certified. The Stanfields. Romy, I want you to pick more topics that put you and me in helicopters flying all over Arizona.
That's a hard one to pick.
That was a cool trip.
Maybe Coast Guard next.
Maybe the Coast Guard. The CAP gave us an aerial tour of their facility just so we could get an idea of how big an engineering project that ditch really is. I mean, that's an incredible, incredible engineering feat. So we talked about the guy who's responsible for predicting how much water comes from the watershed. We were talking earlier, friends of y'all's up in Montana. You know, the Green River drains into the Colorado River, drains into the Gulf of California, but we get to suck as much of it as we want almost.
Not much is left.
At the Mark Wilmer pumping station, where there are 66,000 horsepower pumps sucking water out of the Colorado River. And they dump it into a concrete ditch called the CAP and run it 300 miles down to Tucson.
Wow.
What 336.
Six.
What powers the pumps, though?
66,000 horsepower.
Yeah, but where do they get the power to run the pumps?
Well, used to be the Navajo Generating Station, the coal plant.
The one is closing next month.
So we're
recruiting a bucket brigade.
Okay.
I've asked, and all I've been privy to is we've secured our power resources moving forward. So I guess it's not public information yet. But
who would have guessed that the CAP is the largest electric power consumer in the entire state of Arizona?
Just for those pumps.
Well, yeah. And then they've got several other pump stations between there and Tucson. But they're the largest single consumer of electricity.
And we still got our water relatively inexpensive.
It's incredibly cheap. Water's too cheap, Chris, you think?
Yes.
It's too cheap for what we get.
Yes.
Anyway, well, we've got the Stanfields here. We've been talking water all month. That little helicopter ride was a Rosie bunny trail. I want another helicopter ride.
And it's cheap because it's not filtered to the level that we can filter in the home, and that's where we as a consumer can take it to the next level of purification and treatment at our own home and turning our own homes into our own filtration systems. That the water that's coming from city and municipalities, you know, is filtered. It's safe drinking water, but this isn't what you want in your pipes, in your plumbing system, in your showers, in your home. So we've got to take it to the next level, not only for quality of life, but preventative maintenance on our whole plumbing systems.
Yeah. Part of the water month, Linda, is we got to go to the city of Scottsdale Water Reclamation.
Yes, isn't that amazing?
They're at the bin in the 101 there. Romy actually took a drink of that effluent water.
I did too.
You know, you think
it was
about
so
it.
So clean, they have to dirty it back up before they put it into the city lines.
Right, right.
That's what nature does anyways.
All water's recycled anyway. Yep, exactly.
Even the water in this bottle is recycled, right?
Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the Stanfields and your history running plumbing companies here in Phoenix.
Since 1984.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
And we're still happily married.
That's great. Fantastic. Since 84. So when we met y'all were 20 years under your belt already.
Yes. Most of that, Rosie, was in the, construction, new homes. And then we went into service in 1999.
Okay. So you're primarily focused on the home service end of the deal now. And Romy, give it to me, water enough to use, not enough to waste.
Pretty close.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So one of the topics we wanted to touch on with y'all a little bit is we do have enough water. When I travel the country, people ask me all the time, when is the growth in Arizona going to stop because y'all are going to run out of water? We're actually in much better water shape than New Mexico, Colorado, especially Nevada, Utah,
right,
and a lot of Southern California. So if we're going to manage the water we have, what can we do in the house? Don't y'all do like a water audit for homeowners?
Yes, we do.
Take us through what that is.
Well, that's pretty simple, really. You can measure the water coming out of, like, say, a faucet, a normal faucet, get like a quart catch, and then just count how many seconds and then divide that up to how much that is per gallons per minute. Most low-flow faucets now are going to be about a gallon to 2 gallons. The last faucet I just looked at, it was 1.2, and the showers are normally 2.5. And, of course, the toilets they've done amazing things with to go from 3 to 5 gallons. Now they're flushing with, 1 gallon or sometimes even less.
Which, that's the new ones. We still have hundreds of thousands.
Yes,
of old
we just
toilets.
Ran into some this last week. Yes.
What was it the guy that had the toilet from the 1960s that called?
We
on...
did talk to him, but this isn't the one I was thinking of. There was somebody else, and someone out there still doesn't want to replace their toilet. They still want to try and repair it. It's never going to flush that great.
The single largest water using appliance in the home.
Yes. And a lot of maintenance, and it's never going to be really good. I mean, sooner or later, it's an appliance that just needs to be updated.
So y'all provide this water audit service. What can you do for a family that's willing to be open-minded about replacing fixtures? As in, by the way, of toilets and faucets.
Right.
And when you find a kitchen faucet that's well above today's industry standard, I mean, there's lots of good options there.
Oh, there are a lot of good options. I'll tell you the truth, though. The biggest waste is just leaks, whether it be a toilet leaking. That small leak is actually wastes a lot more water than just, say, a 5 gallon a flush toilet. I've been in homes where the 3 flappers are running, and you can go outside and watch the meter just slowly spin. And that's, you multiply that out times the 24 hours times 365, it adds up to be a lot of water. I mean, it can be a pool, 10,000 gallons or more a year.
Incredible. Most people feel like these leaks, even at a hose bib or something, it's little. We can just hold off. We can wait. We can wait. And what I always say is plumbing has its own language. It's starting little. You hear a little bit of a noise. You see the water going a little bit. And then sooner or later, it just yells at you.
Yeah.
We have shower faucets that people know that is leaking, and they wait and wait. Repair it when it's earlier, it's a lot more inexpensive. Later on, all of a sudden, they can't even turn it off, and the water's just running.
Yeah.
So we always want to try and repair things earlier, but you will save hundreds of gallons of water, too.
And if we walk around the outside of the house, some of the things I look for is those leaky hose bibs.
Right.
Guilty.
And people look at them and say, well, it's not hurting anything. That's huge conditions conducive for termites.
Right.
I mean, you're just building a freeway for the termites to find your home,
right,
with that wet spot right up against the foundation.
Yes,
and
I've heard
bibs are pretty easy to fix.
They really are. They really are. But, it's nothing that people want to put it on top of their list.
Yeah.
There's other things. We're all busy these days. But, there is, like you're talking about this month, water. Make 1 month a year that you fix these small leaks and just get it done. It will last a long time.
Well, and I think last year John Harper and I got in a challenge with each other. Because one of the water associations told us that if every home could save 10% annually, it'd be enough to feed the city for a month.
Wow.
If we could all cut 10%.
And we could.
It's really incredibly easy.
Yes, it is. A couple of years ago, we had to. We were all much more mind conscious of turning off the water when we brushed our teeth, not taking that longer shower, being more economical with the hot water and the leaks and things. And over the last few years, it seems like we've forgotten a little bit about that. And unfortunately, we do talk to a lot of homeowners that say, I'll just wait.
Yeah. And now we're going into our first tier zero rationing ever on the Colorado River. So it kind of brings it back to the forefront. So let's take care of the water we have and the water we get delivered to the house. you know, y'all have been Rosie certified plumbers for 15 years. You've just recently come in as Rosie certified water treatment specialist. Tell us about that evolution.
Yeah, we're real excited about that, Rosie, and thank you so much for accepting us. We're real excited because we were the only Brita Pro dealer in the valley, and actually that's Maricopa and Pinal County. So it's a product put out by Brita, and the softeners, water treatment, and they have many other products as well, like ROs and stuff, and we're real excited with it.
And I'm familiar with the Brita that you buy to attach the end of your kitchen faucet.
Right.
I'm familiar with the Brita container that you fill up and set on your countertop. But this is a full line of full-service water treatment equipment.
That's right. Now it's for your whole house. It's professional, and it's no more pitcher, from the pitcher to the full home. And great service company like ours to be able to install it.
Is it one size fits all?
Oh, no. We size each one according to the use. They're also smart units that measure the water, and then they regenerate enough just to regenerate the system so that it's ready for whatever water use you did have.
Well, that's become pretty critical in not having to waste water to get the great water that you want delivered to the tap, to the shower, to the faucet.
Right. And we also have the whole house filters, and that really has become a piece that is separate from the softener, but it helps our health. It makes the water taste better. It smells better. Everything that people don't like about the water usually is really from the filter area, not as much as the softener.
Well, God bless chlorine for all that it does.
Yes.
But
yes.
I tell you what, when we put a treatment system on our house and I didn't have to shower in chlorine, I got addicted to it almost
immediately.
Hey, y'all, more with Stampede Plumbing here at Rosie on the House right after this.